brought to you by Penguin. Penguin Sleep Tales, read by Sally Scott.
Vakarongo Mai. Tonight, we're travelling to the North Island of New Zealand, to Lake Taupō. Halfway between the cities of Auckland and Wellington, this huge, shiny expanse of water isn't so far from civilization in terms of miles. And yet, when you enter this ancient place, the bustling modern city is left behind, as if it ceases to exist at all, leaving with it all your stress and worries. Here, you will be the only person for miles and miles, alone with nature, and the world will be entirely yours. But first, curl up, get cozy, take a deep breath and relax, breathing in and out, in and out, and enter Taupō, this friendly and tranquil place that sits on the shores of a vast inland lake. A lake that came from a volcanic eruption thousands of years ago. Now, it's a wondrous wild space of hills, trees, mud pools, and inlets dotted with bubbling thermal pools. Pools rich in minerals that you can slide into like the most private, quiet, and delicious bath that never runs cold. Surrounded by lush greenery and trees heavy with fat green leaves, Lake Taupō is home to a multitude of natural mineral pools of different shapes and sizes. But all these pools have been carved by the expert hand of nature, and are so peaceful and unspoiled, you would swear that no person had ever set foot there before. As you arrive, it's early evening, and the heat of the day has given way to a gentler warmth. The sun is setting in a ball of orange, leaving behind a soft caress in the air, and a sky streaked like an oil painting. The faintest hint of moisture lingers, a luscious tropical warmth. A sweet scent catches your nose from a nearby daisy bush, with its butter yellow flowers. And when you look up, you can see the native bellbird in a tree, its dark beak and sweet tweeting head melding into its plump little green body and smooth white tail. Just ahead, you can see water tumbling down between rocks and into a lake, made for wild swimming. But you know that just around the corner of the lake, hidden from view, is a secluded thermal pool. Your instinct is to connect with the spirit of this place, the earth itself. So, you take off your shoes, feeling the thick grass beneath your feet. You catch the scent of the earth itself, rich and dark, as you walk, your feet taking pleasure in the cool, slightly damp softness. Further off are the hot, bubbling waters used for 500 years by the native Maori people. In the distance, you can see the sharply shadowed outlines of the last few visitors, gathering up their things and quietly disappearing over the horizon. You are blissfully by yourself in a natural thermal.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?